Joining us now on the line, though, this morning, as we've talked to him on many occasions, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you today?
I'm good to be back. Thanks.
Thanks. I know you talked to a lot of different folks this morning, so maybe you already have an idea. What is President Biden going to say tonight, or what do you think he hopes to talk about related to the crisis in Israel and even Ukraine and all that's going on in the world stage?
I certainly don't write speeches or I advise them on a lot of worker issues like what's happening with UAW and all. We've talked to the White House a number of times about this. One of the things we're doing is to make sure we get to the bottom of what's happening with crypto and how cryptocurrency was used to fuel this attack with Hamas against Israel and ultimately against the Palestinian people, too. I want to make sure that the president's going to talk about how we stand with Israel. He's also going to talk about, I assume, what he's going to do in terms of civilian protecting civilians. That's what he said when he was in Israel. I assume much of the same. I know my role is to make sure that we stick with what we can do to stop these kinds of attacks that cryptocurrency has contributed to, just like crypto has played a big role at the border in getting fentanyl illegally in through our ports of entry. And presidents of neither party have helped on this the way that they should, whether it's Biden or Trump or Obama or Bush. And we've got to step up our efforts there.
Closer to home, you were traveling down to East Palestine this week. What was your efforts down there related to?
Yeah, partly to make sure the cleanup is going well, the contaminated soil is taken out of the community and disposed in a hazardous waste disposal site, mostly in Indianapolis is where they're taking it. But I was there mostly to announce a small business grant program from the United States Department of Agriculture where we know that growth in East Palestine, as it is really all over the state, especially in smaller towns, is fueled by small businesses and these 1% grants, a 1% interest on up to $150,000 in grants will help small businesses get the capital they need, make the early hires they need, and be able to pay it back without sort of onerous interest rates. And so that's why I was there. It's my 7th or 8th trip there since February, and I'm going to keep going after the cameras are turned off, because it's important that I have that presence there to help this part of the state.
Having gone there many times and currently, do you see progress taking place? Do you see changes? Do you see sort of things, changing, getting back a little bit to normal, or at least the cleanup?
Yeah, I'd say getting way more than a little bit back to normal. People want to put it behind them. Some people still are concerned about their health from this, and we've worked to get a clinic, a local hospital from 10 miles away to get them to have a clinic in East Palestine. We've worked to make sure the cleanup is completed, not quite done. Agriculture is doing much better. The dairy farmers and fruit and vegetable farmers have the community has confidence in them now. The small business has lagged behind a little. That's the reason for the loan program that we came up with to help them in getting that grant to a local lender, a private lender who will disperse this money with going through the regular things before you loan money to a business, making sure it's got a viable plan for expansion or just growth generally. But people feel mostly back to normal, but we have more to do. But that, to me, includes holding Norfolk Southern accountable, because they've not been as good as they like to say they are. I know they've treated communities in Lorain County with arrogance and disdain too often because they don't keep up their bridges. And they own the rail. They own all the rail. They own all the bridges that the rail goes over. And they're not responding to local people well enough. And I keep the light shone on them and the pressure building on them.
Staying in that part of the state, Appalachian Regional Clean Hydrogen Hub. This is somewhere you've secured some funding. What is the hydrogen hub? If you could explain that.
Well, these were sought after all over the country, and we got one in Ohio called the Appalachian Regional Clean Hydrogen Hub. It'll play a critical role in building the energy economy of the 21st century. We need local companies and businesses to invest with them. This isn't a government program. It's a government-assisted private sector program. And we know that Ohio's been a major energy producer, powering our economy for a long time. So this will mean working with Battelle. It will mean working with with a power plant in Hannibal, Ohio, and Stark County Transit Authority and a number of other companies. It will mean jobs. It will mean cleaner energy. It will help address climate. There are only 7 of these hubs across the country, and Ohio got one of them.
I know that you're not in the House, but you were in the House for many years voting for a speaker. Have you ever seen anything like this before? Did you ever have any contention when you were doing votes back in the day?
Well, there's plenty of contention, but there were also adults in the room, and not the ego, not driven by all the clicks and the fundraising that extremists can get in modern American political history. I've never seen anything like this because American history's never had anything like this, and they've got to do their job. It's why Americans kind of hate Congress, and not kind of why Americans hate what goes on in Washington, because it's a bunch of people driven by their own egos, not willing to govern like adults. And I fear that if they don't get their act together, again, people in Beijing and Tehran and Moscow will celebrate U.S. government dysfunction and say, look, democracy doesn't work. Look what the Americans can't do. So they've got to get their act together. They've got to follow what we've done in the Senate bipartisanly on Iran and on Ukraine and on Israel and on keeping the government open. We've done it with 80-20, essentially 80-20 votes in the Senate. There's no reason they can't do it in the House.
Okay. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining
us. Sure. Glad to do it. Thanks, you guys. See ya.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning here on WEOL.